Hello, I'm Tiffany Magri, Regulatory Advisor for SMARSH, and thanks for joining me to talk about some of the highlights at the FINRA 2022 Advertising Regulations Conference. Given FINRA's 2022 priorities announced back in January and continuous crackdown on encrypted apps, it's no surprise that digital communications and the social media session was the most popular session at FINRA's recent Advertising Regulations Conference. Session attendees were polled on various topics, and a couple stood out. On using virtual tools, when asked if they currently use virtual tools such as conferencing platforms, visual aids, and chat features with clients, 75% of session attendees said they do. This isn't a problem, but FINRA's message is clear. Firms should only use what they can supervise. While there may be some flexibility on how to supervise these activities, FINRA reinforced that all required business records should be retained regardless of the communication channel being used. Firms should ensure they have developed their policies, procedures, and controls to reflect the use of these virtual tools. FINRA noted the following best practices regarding their use. Understand how to record and supervise the tool's features. Know if features can be shut off if they're prohibited. Create a response plan for potential issues. FINRA also reminded firms that any visual aids would be categorized as correspondence, retail, or institutional communications, depending on their audience. Under Rule 2210, note cards, scripts, or slides used during a live appearance, such as a Zoom or Microsoft Teams meeting, would also need to be considered communications that need to be captured. On using social media, when asked if they partner with social media influencers, only 16% of session attendees said they do. Given FINRA's current target exam on social media influencers, or FINFluencers, many attendees seemed interested to hear the regulators' thoughts on best practices with dealing with influencers. Combine that with the SEC's recent modernized marketing rule, and you have one hot topic. Firms should be aware that regulators will consider this type of content entangled with the firm, meaning it's treated as communications with the public. It's recommended to follow these best practices when partnering with social media influencers. When engaging with an influencer, start with a detailed questionnaire to detect any conflicts of interest or disqualification events. Set expectations during the contract process to set appropriate parameters and monitoring of influencers' activities. Ensure disclosures were correct and complete, especially with complex products, including any risk, restrictions, or compensations. Ensure that content standards under Rule 2210 are satisfied. Include the member's name on the advertisement, as well as clearly identifying which entity offers which services, as applicable. Enhance supervision in this area and increase the training used with regards to influencers. There has been no shortage of new mobile applications and other digital platforms developed to engage with clients, bringing more access to the market. But regulators have been concerned that digital engagement practices prompt certain behaviors and that proper investor protections are not being applied. FINRA noted that while these engagement practices are not inherently bad, there is a potential for conflicts of interest. Among issues noted were more frequent trading and prompting risky behavior among users. To help ensure that these features comply with FINRA rules, FINRA suggested firms include compliance in the development of these practices before they're integrated, as well as constant monitoring to ensure they're working correctly. Firms will need to evaluate how record keeping and supervision of digital engagement practices differ from more traditional methods. With the SEC expected to release proposed rules for digital engagement practices for broker-dealers before the end of the year, and FINRA conducting target exams of the use of mobile applications, I would expect this to remain in the forefront of regulatory compliance. Whether or not your firm uses virtual communication tools or social media, The resounding message throughout this year's conference was that record keeping is paramount to the firm's ability to comply with regulations.